We Americans love our cars, and traditionally the bigger the better. But with gas prices rising and money tight, what you're more and more likely to see in driveways are smaller, fuel-efficient cars. At least one car maker hopes you'll go even smaller. It's called the Smart Car, less than 9 feet long, just 5 feet wide and 5 feet tall. It gets close to 40 miles a gallon. Starting today, you can reserve one of these tiny European imports, which will hit the roads here sometime in 2008. If you've driven a Smart Car overseas, what was it like? And would you buy a car this small? Call and tell us why or why not. It gets good mileage, easy to park. What about safety? 800-989-8255. 800-989-TALK. Email is talk@npr.org. John O'Dell is the automotive industry reporter for the Los Angeles Times. He's with us now from his office in Costa Mesa, California. Nice to have you on the line.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
And would you drive a Smart Car?
Yeah, I'd drive one.
Would you own one?
I'm not sure. Well, I don't make as much money as some folks do. If I had the wherewithal, given that one of the wage earners in my family has a very short commute, all city roads, it could make sense.
Mm-hmm. Now, there have been a number of small European cars that have been pretty successful here in the United States. You think of the Mini Cooper. How does the Smart Car compare?
Well, it's smaller than the Mini Cooper, although it has approximately the same amount of luggage space. It only carries two. The Cooper is allegedly a five-seater. They'd have to be three small people in the back, but you can certainly get four in it. And it's certainly not as quick or as sporty as the Mini Cooper. The appeal, I think, the Chrysler, the Daimler is hoping for with the Smart is. Is it smartness, the fact that it's unusual looking? I think they figure a lot of opinion leaders will be buying a car like this just to be different. And also that it's a great commuter car if you pretty much commute in the city.
Is it cute?
It's cute. I like it. It's quite unusual looking.
And they've been available in Europe for 5 years now, for a number of years now anyway. Why have it taken so long to come here?
Well, they've actually been available since 1998. I think they've sold close to a million of them worldwide, including in Canada. Some of your northern listeners may be familiar with them from Canadian drivers. They've taken this long for a couple of reasons. One is simply that it's a lot harder than some think to make a car that was designed and built for European standards into a car that will meet all the American standards for crash safety and for emissions regulations. They usually have to wait until there's a complete reengineering of the platform to do that in order to fit all of the things onto the car that need to be there for the U.S., including some of the airbag locations, the extra crumple zone in the front for crash safety, the bigger and stronger bumpers. A lot of people think you can just bolt those onto any car, but it takes some engineering to do, so they usually wait. The other two reasons are, one, there was a long time in which it was believed, as you stated when we started this, that Americans didn't want small cars, that Hummers were more our speed. The recent gas price run-ups and the success of some other small cars, the Toyota Yaris, the Nissan Versa, the Honda Fit, vehicles of that nature, and the Mini Cooper, have sort of broken down some of the barriers anyhow. And the folks at Chrysler said, geez, we might be able to sell some of these over here. I keep saying Chrysler because of Daimler Chrysler. The folks at Daimler, it's the German half of Daimler Chrysler that owns and operates Smart. And the third reason that it's taken so long is that there's been a lot of resistance internally at Daimler to Smart. It has never made money. It's cost them a bunch. They've just authorized another billion-dollar euro transfusion for the company to try and get it going. And there are people within the Daimler organization who would just as soon see that the whole vehicle line disappear. And that has held back decision to launch it in North America or in the U.S.
We're talking to John O'Dell, the automotive industry reporter for the Los Angeles Times, about the Smart Car. If you want to buy one, you can register your interest now. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's see if we can get a caller on the line. And this is Maria. Maria is with us from Eugene, Oregon.
Hello.
Hi.
Ooh. I actually owned a smart car. I lived in England for a number of years until about 8 months ago, and I loved it. I thought it was the most fantastic car. And I wasn't sold on it in the beginning. My partner was the one saying you should buy one, and I thought, no, it's too small, it's too crowded. And it was very roomy, and it drove very well, and we liked it so much, we thought about trying to ship it back here when we moved back. But it was for all the reasons you just said, it wasn't really possible to do that.
Mm-hmm. And I also hear, now that it would be available in this country, would you consider it now?
I'd love to. We've just had a baby, and we only have one car, so it might not be
totally practical. Yeah.
But if we can think of an excuse and a way to afford it, yes, we will definitely buy one.
Hmm.
I'm curious about what the price is going to be, because I've heard various rumors about them being much more expensive than in Europe.
John O'Dell?
I'm not sure that they have actually priced it. I haven't seen any information if they have, but it's thought to be around $15,000, and it may be a little lower than that. Yes, indeed, you can buy cars with more seating and more room and approximately equal gas mileage for less money. I think one of the things Smart is banking on is that people will know it's built by or as a part of the Mercedes-Benz operation, and just as the Mini Cooper is a small car with a pretty good-sized price tag, I believe the average transaction on a Mini is $30,000, which does not make it a cheap economy car by any means. It's close to $30,000. The Smart is a Mercedes of small cars. A Yaris is a Toyota. You know, you spend a little extra. I think that's going to be part of the marketing mystique.
I have to say, unfortunately, that your what you were saying about Mercedes, certain part of the Daimler
mm-hmm.
group not being particularly thrilled about the Smart was certainly true in our experience at dealerships. we always had horrible experiences as soon as they found out we were there with the Smart. But in spite of that, I still love the car and would buy one again. So.
Well, in this case, although there will be Mercedes-Benz dealers who are selling them, it's not going to be. It's going to be set up as, or it is being set up as a separate sales channel, and there will be probably some Smart. I don't know if there will be Smart-only dealers, but they will be sold by a variety of dealers, not just Daimler Chrysler dealers.
Maria, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Here's an email from John, and he writes, I was really looking forward to buying or at least trying a smart car. Unfortunately, Consumer Reports just reviewed it and called it the worst car they've reviewed in a long time. Bummer, he says.
I haven't read the review, and I unfortunately have not been in one yet. I have been inside the cage, the seating area on a mock-up, but I have not had one to drive and test, so I can't comment. I'm quite sure that the way Consumer Reports tests, it probably wouldn't do very well. It is a tall car. It's as tall as it is wide and darn near as tall as it is long. I think it's just a little over 8 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
It's pushed at any kind of speed or for any sort rough evasive maneuver, it's probably going to feel a little unstable. That was one of the early knocks on it. I know they've improved the handling a bit. I believe they come standard, or they will in the U.S., with traction control and a few other things to help with that. But it's certainly not a sports car, and it's not a car for everybody. It's not a car you'd want to take a cross-country trip in unless you're crazed. nor is it a car I think that most people would want to spend a lot of time on the freeway systems with.
Finally, we'll end with this. Kevin in Kansas City writes, my wife and I fell in love with a smart car on a visit to Paris 5 years ago. Even though the American version is vastly different, we are on the list for advanced reservations. We only wish it was a little less expensive. Hooray for a truly efficient city-styled vehicle. Kevin, John O'Dell, thanks very much for being with us today.
Enjoyed it. Thank you.
John O'Dell, automotive industry reporter for the Los Angeles Times. I'm Neil Conan, NPR News in Washington.